Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
A new survey finds that a number of unlicensed Upper West Side weed shops has jumped 104% since 2022. It's Friday, March 15th, and this is your New York Daily News. Before today's top story, President Biden's administration has approved the release of nearly $107 million in migrant aid for New York City in response to Mayor Adams' office finally submitting the required paperwork last week. After months of application delays, local and federal officials told the Daily News on Thursday. The aid, which has sat untouched since Congress first allocated it last summer, is at long last being authorized for disbursement to the city after the Adams administration provided the feds last Friday with required budgetary documentation, as well as a waiver asking the feds to relax a cap on how much of the money can be used on hotel costs, White House and City Hall officials confirmed. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, which administers the program that includes the outstanding aid for the city, formally approved the waiver Friday afternoon, clearing the way for the city to receive the full pot of $106.8 million, White House officials said. Under the initial application rules, only 10% of the total aid earmarked for the city could be used to cover costs related to housing migrants in hotels. FEMA bumped that figure up to 15% in response to the Adams administration's waiver request, a step that combined with the submission of budgetary documents made the rest of the application up to snuff, according to the White House. Find this story and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
Manhattan's Upper West Side is awash with unlicensed weed shops, and the budding problem continues to grow worse. At least 53 delis, smoke shops, and grocery stores in the uptown neighborhood are hawking marijuana without licenses, according to a recent block-by-block survey conducted by a crack team of staffers from Councilwoman Gail Brewer's office. The survey findings, shared exclusively with the Daily News, mark a 104% increase over the 26 unlicensed pot shops that Brewer's staff discovered when they conducted a similar survey in late 2022 of the same 54-block radius, from West 54th Street to West 108th Street. The latest survey, which was conducted in February, involved Brewer's staffers inquiring about buying weed at 89 local shops that state records show do not hold marijuana sales licenses. The prior survey was conducted in November and December 2022 using the same methodology. Brewer, a Democrat who represents the Upper West Side, said the continued proliferation of the off-the-books cannabis dealing in her backyard should be a clarion call for state lawmakers to beef up the city's marijuana enforcement abilities. She also said she wishes the city would use its existing enforcement powers more aggressively. "It's definitely frustrating," Brewer told the news. "We don't understand why they're not closed, why they're not getting padlocked." Brewer said she plans to share the tally of unlicensed dispensaries in her district with state and city authorities in hopes it'll result in more enforcement. The Big Apple's explosion of unlicensed weed sales started shortly after the state legalized recreational marijuana in 2021. While the move made consumption legal, the rollout of New York's licensed weed sales industry has been mired in delays, and there's still only about 2 dozen shops in the city that hold permits to lawfully sell bud, state records show. The foot dragging and setting up a robust legal weed market has created a vacuum for unlicensed shops to crop up, and city officials estimate there are some 1,500 illicit marijuana retailers operating across the five boroughs. The problem has been compounded by the fact that state law currently doesn't allow the city to set its own rules on enforcement against illicit cannabis sales. Brewers staffers also found, as part of their latest survey, that only 3 of the 26 unlicensed shops they flagged in their initial 2022 canvas have closed down. 2 of them, West Coast Convenience on 72nd Street and Amsterdam Varieties Corp. on Amsterdam Avenue, closed up shop last summer as part of a non-prosecution agreement with Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, while the third one, 85 Convenience Store, recently shuttered for unknown reasons, Brewers team found. In the meantime, illicit shops have continued to pop up like weeds in Brewers District. Just in the 4 weeks it took to complete the survey, Brewers staffers found that 3 brand new unlicensed marijuana pushers opened up their doors. This year's state budget is expected to include a measure that would expedite court proceedings against unlicensed weed retailers and authorize local law enforcement agencies like the NYPD and the city's sheriff's office to execute directives from the State Office of Cannabis Management to shut down illicit shops. At the moment, only state authorities can execute such directives. But Brewer argued the state budget proposal on the table isn't going far enough, a view shared by Mayor Adams, since it would still require the city to get state permission to shutter shops. On top of the budget provision, Brewer said a subdivision must be added to state law allowing any cities across New York with more than 1 million residents to write their own laws as it relates to cannabis enforcement. A spokeswoman for the mayor said the city has conducted 46,000 cannabis inspections, issued over 17,000 summonses, and collected over $18 million in fines since Adams took office in January 2022. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at NY Daily News. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.